Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and we're getting underway with a little hiccup to begin with, but that's okay. Everything's lovely. And, of course, our broadcast series presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online, and guess where? PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And speaking of Piedmont Medical Center, that's what our show is about today. We have some brand new people who are brought in here to really, I don't know what you're going to call it. We're going to find out. We have with us Muhammad Aslam. He is the new Market Chief, Piedmont Medical Center Market Chief Nursing Officer. I got to see that on a card. That's a lot there. And we have Jennifer Scott, who is the Assistant Chief Nursing Officer. So welcome to you both at Substation 2. Jennifer is still trying to figure out what is going on here. Get your elbows up on the table. Get a little close.
There you go.
All right, so we always start off by getting our guests to tell us a little bit about themselves. So ladies first. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So as I was just introduced, my name is Jennifer Scott. I moved to South Carolina about 2 months ago to become the Assistant Chief Nursing Officer here at Piedmont. I've been a nurse for 26 years. I'm a native to South Florida. Never lived anywhere other than South Florida, so this is very exciting moving out of state. I have two children, 21 and 22.
Ooh.
And they stayed back in Florida. They didn't want to move. But I can say that I never thought I'd move somewhere that was hotter than where I originally lived.
That will change. I guarantee you that will change. All right, Mo, as they call you?
Yes.
Top so that. Tell us a little about you.
Yeah, my name is Muhammad Aslam. I'm the Market Chief Nursing Officer for South Carolina. New to Tenet, but I've been in healthcare for about 26 years. I've been throughout the country, worked for different organizations, bring a lot of knowledge in regards to hospital management, regards to clinical practices, and I'm looking forward to working with the team here. I've been here about a month. Most recently, I was in Dallas, worked there for another healthcare organization and made some changes there, and here I am today.
So was it hotter in Dallas than it is here?
It's a dry heat.
It's
a dry heat, but it's similar to Houston. So Houston has, and I was in Mississippi also, in Vicksburg, Mississippi, so similar type of heat there. So I'm accustomed to
it. Okay. I was telling Jennifer, just wait. You know, we actually have seasons here. We have winter, we have spring, we have summer,
fall.
Oh, that's great. Versus hotter and hottest down here.
That's like in Texas. That's what you usually get. So,
So tell me, what is the chief nursing officer do? I mean, what is this job?
My job is to look at our clinical practices to make sure that we are aligned in regards to how we provide care to our patients. Also making sure that when we're looking at significant challenges in nursing and recruitment and retention, part of my job also is to work with my team to make sure that we create a culture where people want to come work and they also want to stay. At the same time, our clinical practices where we are taking care of patients on a day-to-day basis, make sure they are aligned with what the standard of care is right now. So patient experience, quality, employee engagement, and also working with physicians to make sure that we are all working as a team, and if there's any gaps identified, we basically provide education to make sure that we are up to par in what we are doing.
So I would imagine with two hospitals that Piedmont operates here, plus the Gold Hill Emergency Room.
Correct.
It takes at least two people to do this job. Is that about right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's great to have a strong right hand. And Jennifer is definitely very knowledgeable and good to work with. And it's a strong right hand for me.
So in terms of numbers, when you take a look at both hospitals and the emergency clinic on Gold Hill Road, I mean, how many nurses do you have?
I will say if we were fully staffed, we'll probably say about 600 to 700 nurses easy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
600 or 700?
Easy, yes.
Easy. Yeah. Well, I know that COVID really put a dent in nursing everywhere in the country.
Right.
People got exhausted trying to treat people with COVID. It just was a never-ending cycle.
Right.
And it burned a lot of nurses out.
Right.
True or false, Jennifer?
Very true.
So what, how do you go about combating that to try to get people back in who've got all this experience?
Well, I think that the newer generation of nurses coming out, they're a lot younger, so you have to find different ways to inspire them to do what they do. You know, the Gen Xers of the nursing profession, they worked 4 or 5 days a week and came to work, and it didn't matter what you threw at them. Today, the nurses, they want work-life balance. So one of the things that they're getting presented with is 3 days on, 4 days off. They don't want to work any overtime. And
it's 12:30. It's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Our 3 board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. 3 times is going to be the charm. And we're running out of, it must be so much electricity in the air here.
Yes.
From Jennifer's personality and Mo's personality. All this Piedmont brain power around the table that the machine just couldn't handle. Just boom, off she went. Okay. But we are back here, and assuming everything is going okay, I want to get back to where we were, which was basically the nursing career, the nursing industry, just got clobbered during COVID because of all the demands that were put on nurses. I mean, they were there 20 hours a day, day after day after day after day, and we had a lot of very qualified people get out of the industry. Boom. So you've had to basically try to reinvent yourself. Is that right, Jennifer?
Correct.
And how are you doing that?
So I would say, you know, what we have really had to do is focus on bringing in the newer generation, younger nurses, new graduates. Nowadays, they're able to get into specialties that 5-10 years ago, they wouldn't be able to touch. So that's one way. New graduates can go into the emergency room. They can go into the operating room. They can get into specialty areas that before they had to go to med-surg and then work their way up. So that's very attractive to our immediate gratification generation.
Yeah.
Another thing that is really attractive to them is work-life balance. So as a nurse, you only work 3 12s, and you can have 4 days off a week. So I think that we're really using that to bring in, especially some of the younger people, young moms, they can also work on the weekend and then be home all week with their children. So the work-life balance aspect of it is a big appeal. But as I was saying before we went off air, the biggest thing is really trying to inspire the new generation, that we have a community of their family members, of them or their loved ones that need to be cared for, and trying to pull in those people that have empathy and really rejuvenate the nursing career back to what it was.
And I would imagine that anybody gets into nursing, that's the fundamental. We're doing this for a reason.
It's a calling, right?
I mean,
we can do anything, but it's a calling, regardless of what generation it is. We always want to make sure that people who are coming into this profession actually have that empathy towards our patients. You know, it's great points Jennifer has made. I think while we're looking at the shortage throughout the country, and I've been throughout the nation now in different health systems, the key thing is we start off early to make sure that even we're reaching out to kids in high school. So we are planning to actually go and talk to the high schools to kind of talk about the career opportunities and see what's available. And then also the main goal is to work with schools, nursing schools, to make sure those students who are coming into our hospital, they get to see our culture and how we are taking care of our team members. We have a great residency program for nurses. Our education department has done a phenomenal job, so we usually enroll them. One of the key things we're noticing that there's also a quick burnout in the younger nurses, and it's a psychological safety to make sure they feel like that their license is protected. So our focus, Jennifer, my focus definitely will be, as we get into our roles, that to make sure that we are staying ahead of that and making sure what their psychological safety looks like when new nurses are coming into our campus means how we offboard these nurses and how are we giving them nursing assignments to make sure that they basically feel like their license is not in jeopardy, plus the fear of hurting somebody. We deal with people's life, and I want to make sure that our nurses feel like that they have support at every single level, and they have a combination of experienced nurses and new grads. We can, of course, hire 50, 60 new grads, but if I don't have experienced nurses to train them, all we are doing is we're just putting bodies there, which can relate to bad outcomes for our patients. So it's a fine balance that we basically are managing right now to make sure our experienced nurses are providing support to our newer nurses to build that new foundation of nurses who basically will continue to carry us in future.
Well, now you've both only been here a short period of time. So you got your work cut out for you.
Yes.
So you say that a normal full complement would be about 700 to 800 nurses. Is that about right?
That's total what we use. I mean, we have gaps, but we don't. You know, we have nurses right now who basically are core staff. We use different resources to basically make sure we have advocate nurses to provide quality of care. But our goal is to basically have nurses who belong to in South Carolina, who belong in with trained by us to make sure that they are providing the quality care which our vision is to get, our patients should be getting.
So the bottom line of this is, if you don't have enough nurses, then you can't operate the hospitals to their max capacity.
Correct. Yes.
All right.
So we close beds and to accommodate. So that impacts the longer ED wait times, patients waiting in the emergency room for a longer period of time before they can get a bed. So our goal is to open up the beds and move these patients once they actually, the ones who are requiring beds, to get them up on the floor. Plus also, our focus is also not just filling up beds, it's also getting the patients discharged in a timely manner to make sure the healing happens at home. Everybody knows that. So our goal is to, when patient comes in with an acute or subacute event, we treat it and then get these patients back to their home so they can basically heal properly in their environment.
So where are you now? If you need a team of roughly a mix of all experience levels and you need 700, are you 100 short? Are you 150 short? Are you 20 short? I mean, what are you looking for?
You know, it's a very loaded question, because while we say we are short, we use contract labor and we use a float pool to basically provide that coverage. So while on paper we might look short, we have staff which is providing the care patients need. Once again, going back to nurses who are hired by Piedmont Medical Group, trained by us, that's where the gap is right now. We have 50 nurses actually starting in two to 3 months. They are new nurses who are coming in.
50
of them. So our goal is to onboard those nurses appropriately. It's not even onboarding, it's also retaining those nurses. So our goal is to make sure that our HR team has done a phenomenal job in recruiting these team members. Our directors are doing a phenomenal job making sure that we basically are aligning them with proper preceptors. It's retaining those nurses become a key factor in there. So that's what our vision is, to make sure that we have that.
So when we talk about retaining nurses, obviously you want to give them a work-life balance, which is what they're asking for.
Right.
But, I mean, what are the kinds of things you find yourself having to do now that you might not have had to do 3 or 4 years ago in order to keep everybody happy, happy, happy?
Well, I think one of the things that nursing leaders are definitely changing is that they need to be more engaged. If you go back and look back 10 years ago, as a nurse on the floor, both of us being intensive care nurses, ER nurses, I never saw my manager. I never saw my director unless I happened to need to go to the office. Leaders today, they have to be present. They need to be on the units, rounding, not only rounding with the staff, but rounding with the patients and the families to get a pulse on exactly how their unit is running and are the nurses giving the good quality care, giving the nurses the positive feedback that helps with retention when they see their leaders out there present, asking if they're okay, giving them real-time feedback if there's any issues. That's the biggest change for leaders today, is really having to be much more engaged than leaders of 10 years ago.
It's amazing what happens when you show somebody you really care about them.
Yes.
Correct. And I think that's the key thing. I think we are not focused just on bringing people in and bodies. It's making sure they feel part of the team.
Right.
And I think implementing huddles and making sure we are visible. Also, as you can see, we are in our scrubs. So we basically round. This morning we rounded. I know Jennifer was at Fort Mill rounding there. I was in Rock Hill rounding in our campus. We did a huddle with the ED department, celebrate their wins, and then also opportunities where we saw the opportunities to talk. So we stay ahead in front, lead by example. So we want to make sure that our managers and directors are visible and providing support to our team members in real time and escalating concerns to us in real time versus waiting for a staff meeting so something come up.
Do you also, as part of your training and acclimation, work with nurses to make sure they understand that they are a key selling point in the hospital, that whatever experience that they give to that patient is going to end up outside on social media someplace and,
right.
and references and all that kind of stuff?
Culture is extremely important, and I would say that that is one of the big things that Mo and I are focusing on, is changing the culture and reinforcing how important it is that as the nurse, you're the first impression of the hospital. So that nurse that is taking care of that patient or that family when they walk in through the ER, you're the face. So everybody that encounters a patient has to be speaking the same language, smile on their face, thank you so much, we're so happy to be caring for you. Our CEO recently had a loved one in another hospital, and not locally, but she commented on exactly that same fact, that everybody she encountered couldn't have been more helpful, more thankful for them being there, and just making the patient and the family feel appreciated. That's what we're doing. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, because most people, when they come to a hospital, their heart rate goes up to begin with.
Correct.
They don't need anything except hearts and flowers
exactly.
to make things.
Well,
I think it's a patient-centered care approach. We need to make sure that it's not just nursing. It's our – and, I have to say, one of the key things which attracted me to this market was our CEO, as I was saying earlier. And she has built a really strong team. We just got a new chief operating officer for the market. And all of us are pretty much aligned in regards to what it takes to take care of a patient. So when a patient comes into our facility from somebody who's doing data intake for insurance purposes or how they're greeting the patient, but also we take a step back and say how clean the facility looks, that part of the EVS team. When patient is on the floor, how was the food? The food was warm. So it's a combination of that whole care, which creates a wow factor, versus focusing just on nursing, because we can train nurses all we want, but if an EVS employee or a food and nutrition just comes in and throws the tray on the counter, that can change the perception of the care which was delivered to a patient. So I think for us in the A team, when we get together to kind of talk about that patient care, once again, the patient is the focus. We are all around serving the same purpose, which is getting the patient out from our facility in a much better condition than they came in from. To your point, nobody gets bored one day and say, I'm going to go to the hospital today. So they come for a reason, and our job is to make sure that we provide that care the patients deserve in this community.
So it really is, you talk about this huddle that you have.
Right.
It's the nursing people, it's the food service people, it's the maintenance people, it's the whole group.
So we have different tiers of huddle. So each department has their own huddle. We will roll out more structured huddles on focusing on these things. But EVS has their own huddles. Supply chain has their own huddle. But then in hospital, we do a safety huddle. So all the entities come together with all the executives also, and then we talk about what happened hospital operations-wise, and we kind of talk about any issues, anything which escalates, and that's what we basically, then we take actions right after the huddle to make sure that we rectify those situations.
So you referenced a little bit a while ago, working with the doctors, right?
Correct.
And I would think that would be kind of an interesting experience. Doctors and nurses, I mean, I know they work well together.
Yeah.
And I always remember when our first son was brought into the world a long time ago.
Yeah.
The doctor was over town at another hospital. This is before I moved here to South Carolina. And the nurse came up and she says, listen, don't worry about it, honey. I've delivered more kids than that doctor has. Everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
But I know if she had said that in front of the doctor,
yeah,
the doctor would have been insulted. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So that relationship, I mean, right, I don't know how you cultivate that.
So I have to say, like I said, I've been throughout the country. The doctors here are some of the most engaged physicians I've come across. I have to say that. And I'm very impressed that even, you know, I work closely with the physicians, both Jennifer and I, to kind of also see what clinical gaps they see, what kind of additional support we can provide to their patient. At the end of the day, doctors usually, when they are not satisfied, is because their patients are not meeting the needs or the care needs they need. So we work closely with them. But I have to say, collaboratively, the physicians, the surgeons, or even our trauma surgeons, some of the best ones I've seen in my career. They are very, very patient-focused, patient-centered. And when our communications, our discussions are usually, what can we do better to make sure the outcomes and the care is improved? So I think I have to give kudos to our physicians. I don't have to do much with this physician group. Usually there is some hospitals I go to where they have to put a lot of effort in building that relationship. Our team is already there. I think I have absolutely no doubt that we continue to see that improvement.
So everything looks pretty good. This is your evaluation. We're in good shape. We just got to grow it.
Correct.
We got to grow it.
Yeah.
So where do you reach out to find new people to come into the Tenet family?
For me, it's the universities and nursing schools and allied health. I think there's a lot of focus on nursing, that there's a shortage of nurses, but there's a lot of shortage on respiratory therapists, radiology, lab techs. So our goal is to not just focus on nursing, it's the support services, because when you don't have the support, the hospital backs up. So lab techs, phlebotomy, to make sure the blood is being drawn in a timely manner, that all kind of equates to how quickly we can discharge patients even from the emergency department.
Sure.
So I think that's what our focus is. So working with universities, working with our recruiters to even engage talent from outside the state, and to make sure that they basically, we kind of talk about how beautiful South Carolina is and why should they move here. And, you know, for me, the big thing is the traffic, right? So if you're in Houston or in Dallas, the traffic is just a nightmare. Here, 14, 15 minutes, you are anywhere you want to go. So a lot of the nurses are looking for that work-life balance and decreased windshield time. And I think that's what we're going to capitalize on.
You know, we've got a number of institutions of higher learning right across the street. You got Winthrop University. We have York Technical College. We have Clinton College. So I can't begin to tell you what programs they offer. But is that something that you see yourself getting involved with?
Yes, I'm already involved at one of the universities. I'll be sitting on their board to basically talk about, to help them with creating some programs to make sure. We already work very closely with our LPN program,
right,
and bringing those LPNs and trying to create the team nursing model. And then also we have a great tuition reimbursement program from Tenet. So once those LPNs, when they come in, we basically work around their schedule so they can continue with their education to get their RN license and so forth. So I think they're definitely developing talent, but my main goal will be to work with high schools high schools have programs for PCTs, which are support services for nursing. So we basically want to create a chain, or like a supply chain of future generation of students who are coming in. You know, I always say when I was looking for a career back in 25, 26 years ago, where I wanted to go, there was no guidance for us that what we should do. I think my
goal is... Much different now.
Yeah, and our goal is to basically talk about healthcare, but not just talk about nursing. Once again, other opportunities in healthcare within Piedmont, within our family, that there's all these different opportunities, and especially when Tenet is willing to pay for the tuition and reimburse you for the tuition costs, I think that's a win-win situation.
Well, you all need to go out and see the Applied Technology Center here in Rock Hill, and it's equivalent, you know, in Fort Mill and in Clover. I think you're going to find a lot of very interested prospects for what you're talking about here. Well, I can't believe it, but we've just about run out of time,
even with all the false starts. Yeah.
So things are good. If somebody is interested in getting involved with this very quickly, how would they reach out to you? Just go to tenet.com or something?
Yeah, Piedmont. They can go to our website, and under careers, they can file it.
Okay.
Or they can just walk into our HR, and we'll be happy to talk
to them. Hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
I want to be a nurse. Yeah. Okay. Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for being here. Jennifer
You're
Scott.
Very welcome.
And Mo Aslam, thank you, and welcome to Where the World Begins and Ends, which is York County, South Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay. Forget that Florida thing. Forget that Texas thing.
Yeah.
You'll never want to go back to Florida.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
I'll fix that.
It's beautiful.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax you with Founders. And, of course, by Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, you didn't all get involved with all this, but I'm going to see how smart you guys really are. See the white letters here? That's how they do the business here at Substation 2. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads. We do it 6 days a week. And everybody in this restaurant usually chimes right in. Look at him over here. See, there he is. All right. So at the count of three, we're all going to say this out loud. Are you ready? One, two, three. Slice.
Garden.
Not bad for rookies. We'll try again next time. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you.